Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jangda from Qalam. I wanted to just borrow a few minutes of your time to be able to update you on where Qalam has been, where it is now, and inshallah, bi-idhnillah, where we are headed. So first and foremost, I thank you and everyone at Qalam appreciates you listening to the Qalam podcast on a regular basis and being a part of the work that we are doing and for continuously following along with all the different projects that are going on at Qalam and particularly keeping up with the podcast here. Now, in terms of the podcast, I did want to just very briefly mention one thing because I have always felt that the podcast is a responsibility that we have, and I treat the podcast as an obligation that Qalam has to the community. So the podcast has been active. You know, there's programs regularly being posted here. However, admittedly, my weekly series, the Tafsir of the Quran, Tafsir Tuesdays, as we called it, has been missing from your feed for quite some time. First and foremost, I wanted to apologize for the gap in the Tafsir series. Secondly, I only mentioned this because once again, I feel like we have a very special relationship and bond with the people who listen to the podcast and keep up with the podcast. So in the spirit of that connection that we have and transparency, I'll share this with you that alhamdulillah, you know, life comes with its ups and downs and challenges. My father was very gravely ill and has been hospitalized for months. And so in the spirit of practicing what we preach, we talk about how the Quran tells us to respect and serve our parents and to take care of our loved ones. So I have been committed and I have been preoccupied with, you know, being with him in the hospital and taking care of him. And that has made it difficult and challenging for me to keep up all of my obligations. And so that's why the Tafsir podcast has been on hold. Not because, you know, I don't think it's important or we don't take our commitment and obligation to you seriously, but because it was literally a situation of life and death. And so that's what has kept me away from the Tafsir podcast. But inshallah, bi-idhnillah, I ask you to keep, you know, my father in your du'as, and I plan to return back to the Tafsir series with a renewed commitment to see it all the way through, insha'Allah, bi-idhnillah, by the will, the mercy, and the permission of Allah. Number two, Qalam up till this point has had a decade worth of work in the community, across the country. The podcast is over a decade old, and the seminary is also coming up on a decade. And alhamdulillah, up to this point, we have had over 400 students who have studied at the Qalam Seminary and who have at the very least done a year of study, and some about coming up on this year, inshallah, later this year in June, we will have had almost 30 students who have graduated from our five-year Alamiya Scholar Program. And alhamdulillah, they are serving communities all across the country. And this is one of the greatest blessings that we enjoy, that we are blessed to have. And we plan to continue this work. We have provided over $600,000 in scholarships to the best and the brightest students. We made a commitment when we started the seminary. We didn't just want the students who could afford to study. We wanted those who were the best and the brightest and who could do the best work in the community. And so, alhamdulillah, we've provided over $500,000 worth of scholarships. And we continue to provide scholarships to incoming students. But we need your help and your assistance in that regard. Number two, the podcast at this point in time has reached over 10 million people all across the world. And it continues to reach more and more people every single day. And that will continue to move forward. We plan to continue to grow the podcast and make Islamic knowledge even more accessible to people all across the world. And for that, we thank you for your commitment, and we also ask you for your support. Along with that, there are so many other resources that Qalam has been able to provide since we made our online education free and accessible to anyone, to everyone. Since then, we have had over 10,000 people in just 12 months, over 10,000 people who have taken courses with us online that are dozens and dozens of hours long. There are hundreds of hours of free courses that are available on the Qalam website that everyone from kids, teenagers, women-specific courses, courses for young adults and professionals, for families. There are courses available for everyone that are on the Qalam website, and that is made possible through your support and your continued investment into what Qalam is doing. We want and we plan to continue growing that and doing more and more. And once again, we need your support. So I'm asking you today to go to supportqalam.com, contribute, give, be a part of this work. You know, become our partner in this work. You know, plant your seed of Sadaqah Jariyah, have your share in your stake in the good and the reward of all the good that is going on, and it will continue to grow on your behalf and live on in your book of deeds and benefit your future generations, and it will be part of your shade that you will benefit from on the Day of Judgment and in the life of the hereafter. Go to supportqalam.com and please donate, contribute, invest, and give generously and graciously. Shared this link with others, with family and friends. We are so humbled and grateful to be able to serve you and the community and the deen and the religion, and we are excited to continue to do so. So be a part of our cause, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Remember, supportqalam.com. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.